Mark, we all love basketball. And of course, the NBA is going to hold the All-Star game in Indy this weekend. But the Bucks also put in a bid to host the games in either 2025 or 26, and they didn't get it. Do you think we're ever going to get an All-Star basketball game back here in Milwaukee?
This one is interesting because when the Fiserv opened in 2018, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was here. And he said, we will host an NBA All-Star game in Milwaukee. He didn't say when. And so far, he has not backed up his word. They thought there was a lot of expectation, a lot of hope for 25 or 26. That's not going to happen. 26 is actually in L.A., where the Clippers are still under construction with their new arena. So it's kind of surprising. Normally, these huge events go to a new arena. So it has not happened here. Will it happen here in the future? Hopefully, at some point. It sure doesn't look like. I think a lot of it could depend on how we do with the RNC. I'm sure how transportation is handled, how the hotels are handled, how everything works in the RNC could help that effort. But as of now, no. And that's kind of disappointing because I know a lot of people expected it to come here after the arena was built, after the public helped with the arena. There was a lot of expectation of having such a major event here.
Oh, yeah. And I can't believe it was 1977 that that last occurred here in town.
And I think about that, along with the RNC and, you know, 25, 26, what that meant to Milwaukee.
Well, I've been to Indianapolis, and they don't have the lakefront we have, so they're missing out. Hopefully they're going to come here soon.
I don't think they have a lakefront, do they? I think they have a river. Maybe that's it.
I don't even think they have a river in Indianapolis. All right, let's move on. Because speaking about the river, there is going to be the first enclosed dog park, along with a brew tap, right along the Milwaukee River. When are they starting construction on this one?
It's a fun story. It's something that I probably heard about like a year and a half ago. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. But it is. They're actually going to start construction this spring, probably open in fall, right along the river, under the freeway, right in the heart of downtown, right off of Plankinton on the 3rd Ward, right next to Boxtown Brewing. So you'll be able to have a beer, walk your dog, run your dog, play there. Just a great new impact right in that area where there's nothing right now. So this is really good for the city. As you and I have talked over the years about how many people are moving to downtown, all these new apartments that are moving downtown, well, you know what comes with these people? They bring their dogs, right? And they need places for them to play and to run and to have fun. So this is a nice project, one that had a lot of help from a lot of individuals in this city. It's going to come together and be a nice new addition. I'll be over there with my dog. I'm sure I'll see you there, right?
Miko is looking forward to it. We've talked about it. So he's aware. Woof. All right. Now, we had experience with this because my husband had to plan to fly in and out of Milwaukee. And we just happened to book that flight. You know, we were afraid of what those rates were going to be. But just as they were releasing new flights in and out of Milwaukee, and all of a sudden, there's this huge growth spurt at Mitchell and more flights being added and some really good prices out there, surprisingly.
Yeah, you know, this has been interesting for me to watch because, you know, back 8, 9 or so years ago, we had more nonstop flights. If you go back 20 years, we had a lot of nonstop flights. But through 2019, 2020, 2021, we lost all those flights. Now they're coming back and we've seen a nice surge of flights, whether it's Raleigh, North Carolina, San Diego, Florida, Philadelphia. All of a sudden, we've had these new flights added. We actually had another one this week, adding another flight to Seattle. Anytime we can add any nonstops to the West Coast, the East Coast is important because, one, it's good for execs. It's also good for travel. So our airport is on a nice run right now. They're getting a lot of new flights. They're really growing traffic spring break-wise. They're adding planes. They're adding seats. You know, really seeing a lot of growth there. So it seems to be working. Seems to be a lot more people flying out of Milwaukee. And as these nonstops are added, it just is good for the region from a lot of ways.
And it's a great airport, too. I love going in and out.
It is. I mean, come on. How great is it to leave your house? You're there in 20 minutes. You get through security. You're at your gate in like 20 minutes. You get to the park right near the door. I mean, it is a wonderful, easy airport to travel through.
It is, and everybody who works there is so nice. But, of course, they're all from Wisconsin. Let's talk about this plan out in Greenfield where they're planning to take the former Spring Mall and convert it into apartments. I mean, this is a real trend. And why are we seeing more residential development in the suburbs?
How many weeks have we talked about retail that's being converted to apartments, right? You've seen it at all the malls, whether it's Brookfield Square, whether it's Mayfair, whether it's Southridge. Here's a Spring Mall, not obviously as large as these other malls, but again, a retail that's not working. Apartments that are needed everywhere. So now you're seeing a real growth in the suburbs of apartments. You and I have talked many times about all the high rises, all the upscale apartments that are being opened in the heart of downtown. Now we're moving to the suburbs. You're seeing them in Greenfield. You're seeing them in Oconomowoc. You're seeing them in Kenosha. As the housing market kind of shifts around, interest rates rose, not as much movement in terms of homes being sold. This is what happens. You just have more apartments. So here's a case where they're being converted. There are going to be more options there. And I think you can see more of this. There are a lot of areas in Milwaukee, whether it's Greenfield, Franklin, up on the North Shore, you know, where there are opportunities for apartments. And you're going to see more of them as the people look to move around.
Finally, We're got to go back to last Sunday because most of us had our TV on. We were watching the Super Bowl.
We
and, of course, our favorite
game,
part.
Were we?
I kind of enjoyed the game, especially that fourth quarter. But let's talk about what I was really interested in, and that's the commercials. Did you have a favorite?
I did. I had a couple favorites. One is, you know me and pickleball. I love it. So the babies who were playing the game for the E-Trader, I thought was hilarious. I thought it was well done. And Newsday's growing sport that was just going crazy, I thought that was well done. Also, I have to admit, I like the Ben Affleck ad.
Oh,
with,
I love
you know,
that.
All of his friends and J-Lo and Brady. And I thought humor was there.
Are you going to get the orange jumpsuit? Because you know you can buy those online.
You shouldn't speak to my wife. Don't encourage her. No, I'm not getting that. Please don't encourage her to get me that.
look great on the pickleball court with it.
Oh, yeah. I look really good on the pickleball court with that. And then how they extended it all week with kind of more drops on Twitter and more drops on social media was really well done. I thought there were some great ads. I thought there were some not so great ads. I can't believe how much is paid for those ads. It's crazy, but I really like those. I also thought I saw a lot more celebrities. So I have to ask you now, what was your favorite ad?
Well, I love the Affleck one. That sort of knocked it out of the park for me. But the other one, and you didn't mention it, was Arnold Schwarzenegger with his
Neighbor.
Neighbor. I got to talk about my Neighbor.
And then who ended up with at the end of who was he with at the end of the commercial?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito and Twins, right? All of us can always remember the movie Twins.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That was a funny one. That would have been in my three or four ones. I like pickleball. Got to go back to it. Come on. He's playing pickleball saying, thank you for coming to our clinic. The first one's free. I mean, come on. What a great ad. What a fun
one. Well, we know you in pickleball, and I am. I'm going to talk to your wife about that orange traction. I can see you in that right now. Hey, Mark, as always, great to have you here.
Always good to talk to you, Libby, and I'll talk to you next week.